Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105 Through the Fan, you are in the expressway, the lunch rush, if you will, ladies and gentlemen. It is 40 minutes of uninterrupted sports radio content in your ears holes. Yes, I did say ears holes. Also, Brian Schottenheimer coming up here. Allegedly at 12:45, oh. Alec. We'll see if he sticks to the schedule or if he's off schedule, much like his quarterback can be sometimes.
Oh,
with some of these throws that he has to be off schedule on, you know.
Oh.
But now it is the Tuesday tailgate featuring one Carter Freeman. It is the final Tuesday tailgate of Carter's life. Unless he comes up with that, you know, for something else later down the road. But Carter Freeman, welcome to Freebirds in Addison.
Happy to be here. Not happy with Jacob Ray coming back with Loser by Beck as a shot at my Sooners.
Was that intentional?
I don't think it was, but sometimes the universe works out in funny ways like that.
You know, you're Michael Jordan. Basically, you just got to create some conflict so that you can be great. That's
yes.
What you're trying to do here.
Yeah, get in my brain so next year, you can field an offense that's good for 12 games instead of 4.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. That would be nice. And by the way, let's go ahead and dive in on Oklahoma real quick then. Can they find another quarterback?
I'm really curious about that because, look, you saw flashes from John Mateer, the John Mateer that was very good at Washington State the year prior. But after his thumb injury, he definitely regressed as the season went along. And you wonder if they're a full off season of working on his mechanics can help with that, getting in some, you know, maybe a big-time portal receiver. There's a guy from Auburn who's not in the portal yet, but I really want to end up at Oklahoma. But you think there are things you can build on.
The dude that ate our lunch this year?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'd love to see him
coaching
at OU.
Change and all of that. My thought is, hey, maybe he'll hop in the portal, go somewhere else. Will it be OU? Will it be Texas? Will it be another big school? I don't know, but that's just me wishful thinking as a fan. But with Mateer, I think a full offseason of, you know, working on his mechanics some more would absolutely, you know, you would have more confidence going into next season. And even with his struggles in the second half on offense this year, OU still won 10 games. And I think now going into Brent Venables' fifth year in Norman, you're pretty confident that the defense is going to be very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, I think if you can incrementally improve from what you had this year, you're going to be in the conversation again for making the college football playoff.
When it comes to defense, the defensive side of the ball, is I feel like Kirby Smart's gotten this, everybody just kind of wants to play defense for Georgia. So that makes a lot of sense. Is Oklahoma above them in that respect, where if you're a great defensive player in the country, you want to go to Oklahoma?
Brent Venables has been one of the most revered defensive minds in the sport for, 25 years now, ever since he became defensive coordinator at Oklahoma in the late 1900s, the late 90s, right?
Yeah.
He's been a defensive mind that people have loved and wanted to play for, and you've seen, especially at the defensive tackle position, he had a bunch of those guys at OU when he was D.C.
Tommy Harris,
had a bunch of guys at Clemson when he was D.C. there, and now
Christian
he's bringing
Wilkins.
This year OU was five deep at defensive tackle. They had five guys that could start on any defensive line in the SEC. That's how good that particular position was. And one thing about Venables' defense is I don't think, at least not yet, you're not going to have a bunch of guys that are going to go in the top 10, going to go in the top 20, but the 11 of them on the field playing together are going to play together very, very well.
That was that's what I always grasped whenever he was here before. The Rocky Kalmuses and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You were like
Teddy Lehman.
Yeah, you're like, okay, is he an NFL dude? And then you see, not really. But what they did, the Roy Williams, they played well within the system so well that it made those defenses vaunted for sure. I saw KC Concepcion declared for the draft.
Yep.
And I saw the note from Dane Brugler that said, hey, this guy could be a first-round pick. Do you view him as that high of a pick, or is he what kind of receiver is he?
He's a kind of a do-everything guy. Even when he was at North Carolina State before this season, you saw flashes where you were like, he was one of the reasons that in 2024 I was like, okay, NC State, they might actually be able to do something on a national stage. He was a big part of that. Obviously, that didn't work out there, but with A&M, Colin Klein, his offensive coordinator, really unlocked him, not just as a weapon on offense, but with special teams too. He was one of the best punt returners, kick returners in the country this year. So he's a weapon all across the field. And to watch him, from where he started to where he goes now, I have not done the deep dive on receivers or even, other than maybe the top couple guys, Fernando Mendoza, those type of players that, for this upcoming NFL draft yet. But he's a weapon. And I think no matter what round he goes in, whether it's first or if he's a day two guy, you're going to see him make some plays, whatever team he ends up next year.
Dan Lanning was not happy with the effort by Oregon.
Yeah, I wouldn't be either.
Here's the quote.
They let James Madison cover.
They pummeled James Madison still, though.
Only by 17, though. They were 21-point favorites.
Then weren't they up by 28 at one point? And then James Madison was like, we got this.
James Madison didn't quit. And you got give them credit and give Tulane. I know Tulane did not put up the points, but Tulane was in Ole Miss territory six out of their first eight drives, and they came away with 3 points. So, those were not maybe the blowouts you might have thought. Yes, the margin was wide, but it's not like they didn't cross the 50. They had their chances. The teams just didn't capitalize on them.
He said there's a standard here. There's certainly a standard of performance. Our players know that, and they know what championship football looks like, and the second half didn't look like that at all. Does that team, you think they say, all right, that wasn't our best effort? We did kind of slight James Madison, and now we got to step it up in the second round here?
I hope so, because, look, you really got gifted because the ACC's tiebreaker rules are stupid, and because the conference itself was, not in a position to put its champion in the college football playoff, you got to play a group of five team. And I think James Madison was a very good team, but they're clearly on a different level than a potentially, Miami had they won the ACC, or even like a SMU or a Louisville. Those teams would have been better competition for them. So I think they got lucky in getting that draw. Same thing with Ole Miss. I mean, look at A&M and Ole Miss had the same record, and they bumped A&M behind Ole Miss after they lost to Texas. If A&M had the sixth seed, they would have played Tulane, and Ole Miss would have been stuck with the Miami team that ended up beating A&M. So you can talk about they got really good draws, and they took advantage of it. But, yeah, watching the second half of that game, there's no quit in James Madison. That's why they're a good team. They didn't just wilt. They have a coach that's leaving, too, and they didn't stop trying to score and stay in that game after Oregon started putting in backup players. So, yeah, it's absolutely not the standard at Oregon. It shouldn't be. And if they're going to play, if they're going to not lock in, they got a much tougher test with what I think is the best maybe not the best defense in the country, one of the best defenses in the country in Texas Tech. And they've got about a week and a half off before the game. But that is a cross-country trip that they have to take. They're going from Oregon to South Florida. Mm-hmm. Like, what a classic Orange Bowl matchup of Texas Tech versus Oregon, right? It's a weird place to see those two teams play.
The other thing that he did throw that out there. He was like, this game should be played at Tech. It's ridiculous that that our system can't get something together where they get a home game. We shouldn't be playing anywhere else, but they should have a home field advantage. Do you agree with them on that?
We'll eventually get there. I definitely think that I don't know if it's going to be next season, but when I do believe that the CFP will expand to 16 teams, and that will mean the top 8 seeds will play home games, because there's no way that Texas Tech, Georgia, Indiana, and Ohio State were sitting at home being like, we don't want that, you know, ridiculous environment in Norman, in College Station, in, you know, Eugene, and in Oxford. And getting to go to the OU game, the OU home game last Friday, I know my team lost, but that was the best environment I've been in that stadium in my life. And I've been to 30-plus, you know, OU home games, you know, since I started going, whenever I went to school there in the early 2010s, right? So, like, that's something those schools are going to want. I think eventually that's something those schools are going to get. And you've already seen a team like Notre Dame say, if we don't make the CFP, we're not going to play in your other bowl games. And is that going to be the death of the bowl system? Maybe in the way that we know it now. I think bowls will always exist. Four teams that are not in contention for the CFP want something to play for afterwards. But eventually I think you'll see all of these first-round games. You'll see all the teams playing them, and they'll all be home games.
Something non-playoff related that I was intrigued to get your perspective on, the talks between North Carolina and Bobby Petrino. As offensive coordinator, I forgot Bobby Petrino was still in football for a second. And then I see this, and I'm like, you know what? I don't hate it. I don't. Do you think it moves the needle for UNC very much, or is it just like, yeah?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You had an obvious issue. You go get a veteran play caller. It's the right thing to do. Yippee.
One thing I'll say about Bobby Petrino is, for as bad as Arkansas was this year, they could put up points.
Yeah.
I mean, that you saw them. They only lost by 3 to A&M. They put up like 42 in that one. On the road against Texas, they put up over 30. It was just their defense was so awful. They had basically no – it was kind of like the Cowboys this year, where they had to score on every possession to make up for the really poor defense. So, no, I don't hate it at all. You got to give respect to Bobby Petrino. He's always been a good offensive mind. And if he's just going to coach the offense and not have to take over as head coach like he did at Arkansas earlier this year after they fired Sam Pittman, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. The stench of Bobby Petrino will never go away. I mean, it was funny, the Pete Thamel tweet about the interest there, because I don't believe it's a done deal yet.
No.
The tweet said, you know, former coach of the Atlanta Falcons. And I'm like, I bet Bobby Petrino really doesn't want that to be included on his resume, but it is, because that's just the kind of guy he is. But as an offensive mind, I don't hate it either. I think it could work potentially in the long term better than what – I mean, it's not like UNC has that much further to go down, right?
That's a great point.
They have a lot of room to improve after a 4-8 season.
The I'm trying to look at some of these other games we got rolling up here soon. Everything's kind of off until later on, like later down the road here.
Well, we got the Bush's Baked Beans Bowl in Boca Raton today. we got a couple bowl games today. I will be at the Pop-Tarts Bowl, which is the hat I'm wearing, on Saturday, which is sold out. The Pop-Tarts Bowl has more or less become this, like, de facto national championship for non-CFP games.
Are you serious?
Yes, because, look, BYU and Georgia Tech are playing in it. That's a ranked matchup. And it's like the second or – it's the Big 12's second or third best non-CFP bowl. Same thing with the ACC. So, like, last year you saw Miami with Cam Ward playing in that game against an Iowa State team that had played in the Big 12 title game. This year you get BYU, the Big 12 runner-up, versus Georgia Tech, who was in contention to not just win the ACC but go to the CFP, right? So it should be a really good matchup. And more importantly, both teams are adding sprinkles to the stripe on their helmet.
Yes.
So any team that gets involved in this Pop-Tarts Bowl, I mean, they get all the way involved, and I'm here for it.
You seem very excited about that.
Yes, because they already eat the dude at the end of the game.
Yeah, the Pop-Tart wants to be eaten. He wants to die.
Yeah.
I remember Anish Shroff in the first edition of this 2 years ago on the call was like, he will die, he will perish, and he will enjoy it, or something like that. So it's... when these other bowl games lose their importance, right? When you have players that are not playing in it, when you have, you know, so many of them that it just – people complain about the bowl system a lot. Well, this is your way to have fun with it. This is your way to be a little ridiculous. And in the Pop-Tarts Bowl case, it works out that it is a, you know, high-ranking teams from the conferences with the tie-ins end up playing in it. And I don't think, just as schools and programs, BYU and Georgia Tech are going to have a bunch of guys that don't play in this game. I think for pride and just for competition's sake, it's going to be a good, competitive, fun game, because the last two have been.
Miami, Mark Fletcher, that was – I'm not going to say that was a fun game to watch at all. That was not my I was into it the
been
entire
like a
time.
0-0 halftime?
It was ridiculous.
I was like, score in the
I was
fourth
like,
quarter?
Is this what Joel Klatt wants me to watch? He wants me to watch 0-0 all the time? I understood the two tough defenses, and I understood the weather. That was definitely affecting things. And Elko did his third down defense, they talked about it plenty. But Mark Fletcher had moments where he was like, guys, I'm taking this game over for you and doing it for Miami. That seems like that run game can carry throughout these playoffs.
Yes. But caveat, Beck cannot. And Beck, they've scaled back the offense at Miami, because when they lost to Louisville and SMU, Carson Beck was throwing picks like it was his job. So they kind of scaled back the offense. And Shannon Dawson, their OC, is a really, really good offensive mind. He's the guy who got Cam Ward into position to end up being the number one overall pick last year. They've had success with him as their OC, you know, in years past. So what he's done with Carson Beck, kind of resuscitating his career after the way it ended at Georgia, how poor it was there, they've scaled back the offense. They've taken a little bit out of his hands. So you get to have guys like Mark Fletcher have big games. And my question is, Mark Fletcher had like 170 yards on 17 carries. Why didn't he have more carries? That's the one thing with A&M's defense that we've harped on for a lot of the season, is their run defense.
Mm-hmm.
You saw Texas with Quintrevion Wisner have a really good game in A&M's final regular season game. And so Miami only gives the guy who's gashing them, and I know he had the 50-yard run at the end of the game that really put Miami in position to win, but we're only giving him 17 carries. That's that I like to talk a lot about how Mario Cristobal can lose you a game. And if not for Miami's heroic defense with, like, when you got Akeem Mezidor and Ruben Bain as your defensive ends, you're going to have a really good day on defense most days. But if not for them, we'd probably be talking about, like, why did he only get 17 carries?
Yeah.
Miami only ends up winning by 7 because their defense was so good. And Ohio State, who they're playing next, they got a much better defensive line probably than pretty much anybody in the country. So I don't think the rushing yards are going to come as easy there. But on Saturday, it worked.
The I saw Joey McGuire saying, hey, Notre Dame, it's tough, but become part of a conference, and you're going to be in. I saw that. I love Joey McGuire. You've had the chance to interview him. Is Texas Tech the fun favorite for this? Like the one that you're just like, I don't know, they're new to the NIL game, but they're doing it the right way, and they got the coach. They seem fun for anybody that's like, doing what we just did a moment ago and trying to pick a team to pull for.
Probably for all of our non-local OU, Texas, A&M, you know, Big 12 graduates.
UNT,
yeah. SMU, all the local schools, Tarleton State as well.
Of course.
Maybe for non-fans of local schools, I think they would be. Because I like what you said. And Jacob Rodriguez, their linebacker, also said after they won the Big 12, like, well, you know, all they talked about was how we spent money, but, like, if you're going to spend money, like, why not buy the best team?
Exactly.
And that's what they did. They spent the money correctly for this season. So, look, I'm an OU grad, so I feel dirty saying this, but Texas Tech has been one of the best teams in the country. They have one of the best defenses. They're a two-headed monster at linebacker, two-headed monster at defensive end. I mean, it's top to bottom. Every level of their defense is phenomenal. My only concern with them as they get ready to play Oregon is they've had a lot of red zone struggles this season, scoring points. They're in the red zone a lot, though. That is one thing. It's like Texas from a couple years ago, or really under their entire time under Sark. From the 20s, in between the 20s, they're great. Once you get in the red zone, that's when things get a little confusing as to why they can't put the ball in the end zone as much. But look, they against BYU in the Big 12 title game, they got a lot of short fields that really helped them end up making that margin of victory that much bigger. And I'll be here pulling for them. They're the only local team we got left, right? So, but I think as far as the national team, that's got to be Indiana.
Mm.
I don't care if they're the one seed. They just play smash.
They are fun.
Good old-fashioned smash-mouth Big Ten football, right?
Mm-hmm.
From a school that you rarely see that from. We haven't seen them play in this Rose Bowl since 1968, I think was the last year that they won the Big Ten and ended up playing in this game. So just as far as that goes, I'm all in on Indiana. They got the Heisman winner. And like you said, they play a fun style of football, and their defense is excellent.
Alec, I'm not sure how much time we have before Coach hops on. But I did want to ask Carter, and this is before you get all, you know, emotional and heartfelt about things.
In the Pop-Tart and the Tolo Go shirt.
Like, right, yeah.
The Tolo Go shirt today.
Right in the middle of any type of crying that you might have, we'll have to go to a Schottenheimer presser. But
save me, Shotty.
This is the last one. You are going to no longer be with us after
dead?
Yeah, well, kind of. I mean, when you're
Corey's trying to kill me.
Not really. You did this yourself.
Not
so
really. That's not a no.
But like you've become a good friend to me. I've really enjoyed working with you. How since COVID, like right around that time,
February 2020.
Okay,
was when I started.
Yeah. So, oh wow. So we're 5 years into this thing.
Almost six.
We've traveled together and had some fun.
Remember,
gone
we round up.
Yeah.
I've been rounding up to six.
He he protected me in Vegas whenever I really almost destroyed everything in
yeah.
my life one night.
I protected him. Go look at those pictures. I was in a very solid state of mind at that moment too.
But this station, as like you've watched this station turn into what it is now too, and you've been a big part of that. As I call you the treasurer of all things fan.
Oh, you too, guys.
And Adrian does too, because you're the one. You watch videos. You heard it. You read, write, recite. You did that, and so you knew more about the inside jokes than a lot of people because you were creating them with those clips, the Bob Domolina videos, all the fun things that you've been able to see on Instagram and Twitter. That's what Carter's been adding, in addition to being our college football expert along the way too. What's been your favorite part about working with this group of guys? Because I really like this group that we have here at the station a lot. It's not just because it's sappy holiday time.
It is sappy holiday time. You're making me feel like this is a speech at the end of like a Hallmark Christmas movie.
I love it.
Or something.
I love
like
it.
That. Look,
I'm big on those.
When I got started at the Fan, our digital side had existed in the website form, but not really. I was brought in to build the live streams and just to be able to build that from our humble beginnings on just the website when I think maybe five people watched it during COVID, then moving to Twitch and then to YouTube. I mean, it's just grown into something bigger than I ever thought it would. And from, you know, the live streaming, then adding the long form videos on YouTube, and then the shorts, like you said, those are just so much fun to make. I mean, Mike Bacek, former host on The Fan, he was tweeting out one of his old live reads last night.
Yeah, I saw that.
Shorts, and I was like, just out of the blue, I was like, I remember making that one. So,
what did it say? Don't ever say that a Mike Bacek live read isn't entertaining.
Yes. So to be the, I guess, the czar of content is kind of how I viewed, you know, what from us we've gotten to put out has been an honor. I mean, it's and the good content is still going to come. Like, that's just because I'm not here to produce it doesn't mean that the video content from the station isn't going to still be awesome. Sean and RJ still exist. KNC still exists. G-Bag are still here. Fan After Dark, they also exist. So there's going to be a lot of good content still coming from the station. But, I mean, it's been the ride of a lifetime to, you know, build this video empire that we have here at The Fan, and to take that on the road to the Super Bowl, to Cowboys get content there. I mean, we all went to the Dodgers game earlier this summer.
That was
a
blast.
It's just as much fun as it's been to build all of this. It's been even more fun doing it with you, you know, all the hosts here. So
two of the four people from that Dodgers game were still going to be here. Ruben and Carter. So aww. Maybe you don't go to Dodgers games is what I'm learning here. Yeah. I might lose Kevin very soon.
Yeah, with people you like at least. If there's anybody that you secretly don't like, be like, hey, we should go to a Dodgers game.
Yeah, just well, drag them out.
I'm thinking about this, dude. Like, you and I went to see Deadpool and Wolverine together.
We did, yeah.
We went to the Reagan Museum. We did that with the Dodgers game. I got out more because you guys, y'all were keeping me young. Y'all were just like, let's go do something. And I was like, that sounds fun.
Single father of none. So I'm like, look, if I'm in a new spot, I got to go out and, you know, do some fun stuff. And to me, fun stuff is presidential museums. This year in Oxnard, on my day off, I drove up to Anaheim and went to the Nixon one, mm-hmm. which is an awesome museum if you get the chance to go
next year.
That's
one too?
Yes, that's up there with the Reagan one, man.
Really?
I could spend the next 20 minutes talking about those museums. Dude, the Nixon one was really, really cool.
The view at the Reagan Museum. Like,
it's hard to beat.
That is amazing. You're in the hills in California. Ooh. There's an Air Force One overlooking this mountain ridge that you're about to take off onto. And then I just kind of stood there with my phone and zoomed in on somebody's pool down in the lower area.
Yep,
the lower ball. I was trying to see if anybody's swimming.
Is that legal?
I mean, they're down there. Like, who's
taking pictures of water?
Yeah,
you know,
water's cool. I love water and flowers. There were flowers around. And so I was just trying to see some of that stuff. What are you going to miss the most about this thing?
I mean, I never got into this expecting to talk, but I guess the more you're around microphones, the more that happens. So, and just for y'all to embrace me to be able to come on and talk college football and, you know, help me as I grew into talking, it's been an honor.
Thank you very much, Carter. Really appreciate it, man. Love
you. Guys.
Have a good one. Let's go to Brian.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Schottenheimer's press conference right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Oh, yes! So it distracted me.
You distracted my player? Yes.
Tim Kalashaw, Dallas Morning News beat writer from 1986 to 1994.
Nice run. Good to see you.
Well, there's a couple of years. But anyway, first, your thoughts on the five Pro Bowl guys?
Yeah. Man, I wish there was more. I wish CeeDee would have got in there. I think, you know, missing the four games certainly got him. But, again, what could you say about Brandon? You know, and Tim, just the weapon he is for us and what he can create for us, the field position and the kicking game, and then obviously the ability to generate points. You know, Dak, incredible year. He's playing great. Just, you know, his accomplishments are not surprising. Tyler Smith, again, you speak to Tyler Smith, you just talk about going from left guard to left tackle. And, you know, certainly what he's done, you know, this really entire year is just amazing. And then you get Q, who, again, we're just really fortunate to have. And I feel like, again, he's, you know, hopefully trending to be back this week. And the last one was, I should know this. GP. Yeah, that's just GP. I think, you know, what he's done for us has been incredible. And but all those guys, very deserving. And, again, I think, you know, find a way to win a few more games and we would have had more guys.
And along those lines, obviously more offense than defense. You may not agree with this. In your first year, as head coaches are either offensive guys or defensive guys, and they eventually become head coaches. You seem very willing to take responsibility on offense, a little less critical of the defense. Do you need to do anything, or do you see yourself doing anything to become more of a defensive guy next year and where the defense has the same share of responsibility in your mind?
Yeah, I think the starting point, the answer is absolutely in every regard. You know, part of being the head coach of a football team is that you have to oversee everything. You know, you're involved in personnel, you're involved in all really day-to-day operations. But when you talk about the actual football that goes on, it's really all three phases. It's not just offense, it's defense, it's special teams. As I look back on year one, and we'll evaluate this after the season goes, you know, finding those pockets of time where you can go in and spend, you know, more time with Nick and just talk about some of the plan for special teams. We, of course, have meetings. We talk about things, but there's probably, you know, different ways to do that. And I'll certainly spend time this offseason talking to some of my mentors and people around the league that have been doing this for a while and just kind of see how they do it. But the answer is I'm always looking to grow and, you know, I want to take that next step.
Clarence O'Dell, Les Cowboys. Going back to Pickens for a second. Obviously, the Pro Bowl is kind of an exclamation point on the type of season he's had. Did you expect him to do this, play this well? I mean, he's never made the Pro Bowl before. He's never had these numbers before. I know you had high hopes, but I don't know if you expected to go this well.
Yeah, I can't say that I really have thought about it. I knew we were getting a great player. I knew that the people that had talked about his past and what he was like, which to me, I'll start there. I always want to start there with George because he's just such a lovable guy and he's so fun to be around. And, you know, he's just GP. But I think the production, you know, comes because of the way he's worked. I think his connection with Dak is awesome, you know. But, again, CeeDee deserves a lot of credit as well. And that's why I think when I talked about CeeDee earlier, I mean, these guys draw attention away from one another. And, I think their relationship is very, very important. So I think the numbers speak for themselves, but I didn't have a, oh, hey, he's going to go for 1,200, 1,400, whatever it is. I just knew we were getting a great player.
How do you balance things with TB? Because you've talked about him missing some things. Certainly he was late in Vegas, and I'm sure he's been fined for missing things. How do you balance discipline for those things and the way he plays and with the rest of the team?
Yeah, again, I'm the same guy every day. If you are late for something, you get fined. It doesn't matter whether your name is Pickens, Prescott, Smith, Osa. I mean, they all get fined the same. And we've got a pretty good process of how we do that. And, you know, we're aware of when they're here and what they've got going on. And but my biggest thing, Clarence, is I just have real conversation with these guys. And I explain to them, look, I don't want to take your money. You know, I'm really not taking your money. You're taking your money. And it's funny because different guys view it different ways. And I think but they appreciate the conversation, the honest conversation. And sometimes they have real reasons that they miss things. And sometimes they don't.
Got it.
You want to tell us the ones that they don't have?
Yeah, that's a story for after the season.
Yeah,
housekeeping. That's nice. Yeah.
Todd Archer with ESPN. You mentioned
the Glazer. The Glazer. Yeah. Do you know what that means? I just learned that. I literally had to learn that. Yeah, my kids. Yeah.
You know what it means?
Yeah. No, I didn't. Yeah, the players use it all the time. That's the only reason I know.
Lizzie Glazer.
Nice.
Sorry. I know. Yeah. It's like the soda yesterday. It's like the soda.
You mentioned CD and missing the games that he's missed. Can you imagine what the numbers he would have put up and the impact that would have had on wins and losses if he didn't miss those games?
Yeah, you think about it, because he's such a great player. And, you know, I'll say this too. He probably came back faster than he should have. And that shows you how much he loves this team. He loves this game. He wants to play. And, you know, nothing that he does surprises me. But yeah, it's scary to think. Was it 5 straight years? I think with over 1,000 yards. I think that's right. But yeah, missing 4 games, and you know, the guy's just an incredible player.
And then stay in that position group. What's happened to Jalen Tolbert? He goes from 7 touchdown catches to now inactive and largely forgotten.
Yeah. Again, I think you look at the growth of the position. I love JT. I have, you know, really good conversation with JT. This has been hard on him, honestly. Just share that with you guys. I love the young man. He certainly can play in this league, but I do think part of it is, you know, we want to use Terp in some regards because of the speed and athleticism he has. And part of it is the fact that a guy like Ryan Flournoy has developed at a high rate. And, you know, you can see the position battle that we have there. And so, I tell these guys, always be ready, you know, and JT's a guy that will always be ready. And when he is given the call to play, if he's given the call to play, he'll be ready to go, and we won't hesitate to call his number.
John Machado with The Athletic. What would you say is the key to getting a team prepared in only really probably 2 days as opposed to having a full week?
Do what you do well. Try to carry over things that you've had up over the last couple weeks. Some you called, some you didn't. Be smart with their bodies. We'll run for, like I said, you know, 6 to 8 plays today, full speed to get them moving a little bit. But what you don't want to do is beat yourself by trying to scheme things up. We can't do that. They really can't do that, although they had the extra day and they don't have to travel. But I think it's that. You focus on execution and doing things you do well. And, you know, you obviously have to have a plan to take care of their great players, which they've got a number of great players, whether it's Payne and, you know, Wagner and Luvu, or, you know, McLaurin and Samuels. And certainly we have to stop the run. You know, they're running the ball really, really well. But focus on us. Have a simple but tight plan that you can execute.
And how much you, if at all, go back to the Week 7 game and pull from that at all?
Yeah, it's different now. I mean, we look at some things. But, you know, with DQ calling it now, you can still see Joe Witt's got a huge influence on what they're doing. You know, love both those guys. But we went back and we looked at it. But, again, it's been looking more at the stuff that DQ has started to call since he's taken over.
That is the Brian Schottenheimer press conference right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Freebirds in Addison. Also, you know, stuff on our faces just a little bit. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time for the level of concern in the C-Block. Next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.